Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. The sand is reconnecting me, but I don't hear anything. I got to keep going now. Thank you. My apologies. All right, so in war and in life-threatening emergencies, men are expendable. Why? Because the future is in the women and the children. And that the feminine is higher than the masculine has been preserved in sacred value by our cultural proverbs. For example, you teach a man, you teach one person. You teach a woman, you teach a whole nation. And this poem that comes from a William Ross Wallace in 1865, it ends in a line that you're all familiar with. The poem is, "Woman, how divine your mission, here upon our natal sod. Keep, oh keep, the young heart open always to the breath of God. All true trophies of the ages are from mother love impearled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world." And we hear it all the time. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. That's the woman. That's the woman in real social life. And that's the principle also. Think about this. What is it in the world that we have that didn't come from a woman? And I know immediately you start thinking about inventions. Well, we only mention certain things. Well, a woman invented that, and a woman, no. The woman is the source of all inventions. You didn't get Einstein without a mother. You didn't get the real McCoy without a mother. We didn't get anything without a mother. You didn't get the person without the mother. And you didn't get the wherewithal for them to accomplish what they accomplished without the mother. See, this is also important to understand because one of the translations of the term nisar is that which men tend to forget and that which tends to make men forget. We have the woman is so present. This is like our environment. She is so present and so influential in what we do. We don't even feel her impact. Alhamdulillah, Brother Rashid Shabazz, Haji Rashid Shabazz now, who shared his story with us at the wonderful dinner that we had, the annual health and wellness Hajj dinner. He told a story of him helping a sister doing the sa'i. She's in a wheelchair. And so he decided to, really do what he should do as a man to help the sister, have her sa'i, right? So he's pushing her in a wheelchair. And is pushing her in a wheelchair, then they just got into a dhikr kind of situation. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. And so they were pushing, and so that kind of energy that was going on there helped them to get through the sa'i. Sa'i is that running between Safa and Marwa. And so he joked with the sister later. He said, "But you told me you were going to push me. We were going to take turns on this pushing." She said, "I did. Didn't you feel me?" Because she was pushing him. At the same time, he was pushing her. That's how life works. That's how life works. And we underestimate the value of the pushing that the woman puts on us, and some of us run away from it. That's why it's a little thin up here. Don't even look. I understand. Everybody can't stand that heat. I know. Let me go hear about Jannah and Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar and the garden beneath which rivers flow. Come on, huh? All this, man. I don't want to look in the mirror. I'm going to get off of it. Okay, come on. The truth that was captured and preserved for us is also, for some of us, is preserved in the dictum of the Nation of Islam, where it said, "A nation can rise no higher than its woman." That's where you heard that first. A nation can rise no higher than its woman. Why? Because that's a universal principle. That's an abstract principle that makes up reality. So now why am I taking so much time on this? And Allah knows best. But my strong desire is for the statement that the woman is an embodiment of the universe not be taken as a political or as something controversial or exotic or sentimental or irrational. I want it to be taken that the woman as an embodiment of the universe is not only symbolic or rhetorical or poetic, it is the truth. It is reality. It is science. It's just that we don't understand it, but that's what we're here for. Let's check into some things that we do know. And again, among the things that they're so common to us, then mashallah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, the insight will come out of the fact that, yeah, I always heard that, but I never looked at it that way. Example, we've heard about paternity suits, right? Paternity suits is who's the father. So they call it paternity. And many of us have been to the maternity ward in a hospital. So paternity, father, maternity, mother. Pattern, father. Matter, mother. Some kind of accident. Oh, in fact, just as I was reading earlier today, today, just now, a few minutes ago, womb. The English language is a constructed language. The English language didn't come about in the way that quote unquote otherwise authentic, original, whatever languages are born. It was constructed. Took a little bit of French, a little bit of German, a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of Arabic, and a little bit of that, and then created words. Over time. But one of the things that have been explained to us is wherever there's a silent letter, there's a secret in that word. You don't always know what the secret is. Sometimes the secret becomes evident, but if there is a silent letter, there's a secret in that word. So here we are with womb. You don't say womb. Womb. Silent letter. B. There's a secret in the womb. And you know what? That's the secret. Allahu Akbar. I thank Allah. I try to invite y'all to my party, but sometimes I just got a party by myself, right? You know, that's the secret. The secret is that the secret is in the womb. Always trying to get into it, but the wrong way. Let's move on. Pattern. And what's another word for paternity? Father. So that's father. So the pattern is the father. The matter is the mother. What is that? Mother nature, huh? So who's the mother? Nature. Who's the father? The pattern that's in nature. But you can't always see the pattern in nature. It looks chaotic. It looks like there's no order to it. But there's an order to it because there are laws that govern it and make it what it is. But the challenge for mind or man is to discover the pattern and learn how to use the pattern for the benefit of man. You have to study creation. That's what haratha, another meaning of woman. Haratha, and nisa'ukum harathun lakum. You're supposed to study, investigate, scrutinize, bring to mind the woman. You do that, and when you discover her pattern, when you discover her nature, and when you cooperate with it in accordance with that nature, oh, she reveals her secret. She reveals haratha, which also means a reward. It means a garden. It means a game. That's the very name. For woman, the very definition of woman from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that she's a gain. She's a reward. Have you ever wondered why green thumb is so natural for a woman? She feels right at home in a garden. Why? Because she's meeting herself. All right. So taking it further, Adam and Eve. Let's go ahead and work with what's already in our minds. Adam and Eve. Adam, father. Eve, mother. Oh, brother, that's Bible. I don't even, not even mention it in the Quran. Not in that way. But Adam did have a wife, though, didn't he? Okay. So, biblically, it points out that Adam and Eve, or pardon me, that Adam is both male and female. Genesis 2:7. Male and female created he them and named them Adam. All right? The Quran tells us, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٌ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Created you, who? All of you, males and females. Created all of you, مِنْ نَفْسٌ وَاحِدَةٍ تَعْمَبُوتَ feminine. Both of you are created from something feminine. So we're twins. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا and created from it, its mate. What is its mate? Its mate is two. Its mate is a coupled male and female. When you have a male and a female reunited in body on earth, you have a representation of nafsun wahidatin. That is the mate. The abstract composite is that is feminine and masculine. It's abstract. It's not biological. But it's that feminine and masculine potentiality, qadrahu, the potential that Allah has put in the male and the female for excellence and for life. We were, as biology, born from and upon that abstract pattern. Now we're concrete, concrete male, concrete female, but for a time we're separated. But then when we come back together, we are reforming, representing that abstract nafsun wahidatin. You get the nafsun wahidatin again when you have a married couple. Says, and from the two of them, don't think the two down here or just the two up here. I hope you're with me. The two abstract, feminine, masculine, and the two concrete, male and female, inside of both the male and the female is the masculine and the feminine. And as we act out on earth as expected in the will of God, as embodied in our natures as males and females, then from us operating a man with a woman and a woman with a man in the way that Allah has willed for their nature, then Allah says that's when you get rijal and kathira wa nisa. That's what, not just talking about biology. Because if it's just talking about biology, it was talking about girls and boys. It says rijal and kathira wa nisa. Rijal al-rijal kawamuna al-nisa. If that male is not responsible for securing what is best for the female, he's not yet a man. Stop running from that. You ought to be having some dreams that's troubling you if you're running from that. Your nature should be telling you, hey, come on now. Come on now. What are we up to? What's up? What are we doing? You don't want to clap like that. My watch say, have you fallen? No, I'm okay. Don't call the ambulance. So, all right, let's move away. So the mother, Eve is the mother of all living, right? That's one of the definitions that's given for her. Where did we all come from? We came from the universe. I don't care, even if somebody says, well, I'm an alien. And I've actually seen that there's somebody online that says that they're an alien. maybe that's not so new, but I would have to go into all that other stuff to talk about it. But it's like, okay, you're still in the universe. You still had to come from this universe. There's no, well, there's multiverse. Okay, let's move on. So, Nefsim Wahidatin is reality and truth, and it's confirmed by science. So when we talk about Fitratullahi Lati Fatra Nasa Alayha, we're talking about the original nature of the human being. And that is also feminine. The original nature of the human being is feminine. The original nature of the human being is feminine. I'm going to say it one more time. The original nature of the human being is feminine. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and excellent things in the world to come and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Ameen, Allahu Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. A hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says, Huzaifa bin Usaid radiallahu anhu, he reported directly from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, when the drop of semen remains in the womb for 40 or 50 days or 40 nights, there's different reports going to say different. Some say 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights, some just say 40 days. In any case, for 40 or 50 days or 40 nights, the angel comes and says, my Lord, will he be good or evil? And both these things would be written. Then the angel says, my Lord, would he be male or female? We have to use he because that's what's written here, but more than likely for something like it. Or, you know, the who I, and also ha, can be translated as it. Either way, it says, would it be male or female? And both things are written, and in his deeds and actions, his death, his livelihood, these are also recorded. Then his document of destiny is rolled up. And there is no addition to and subtraction from it. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ended the first portion of the khutbah making the statement that the original nature of human beings is feminine. Feminine. And I always remember, feminine, masculine, male, female. Understand the difference. Now the science. When the sperm meets the egg, we spent the whole series of khutbah talking about the impregnation, the menses, and I think I said qur'a was the other name for the menses. It's kuru'un, kuru'un, kuru'un. It's from the same root, qara'a, that we get Quran and that we get that command Iqra, but in the context of the report is Quru'un, Quru'un. Now, when the sperm meets the egg and fertilizes it. That's when we get what you call the zygote. And the zygote is basically a fertilized egg. So in it is this combination of the male and the female. So the male and the female, so there are these 46 chromosomes, and that is what is transferred from the parents to the child. At the first stage, however, it's a zygote. And as it becomes an embryo, it isn't recognized as either male or female. Male is not masculine. Female is not feminine. It is not recognized as male or female. After this time, now that's 6 weeks. I'm citing from the book Brain Sex, which gives the science of all of this, was the conjunction with the Hadith. The Hadith says for 40 days, 40 nights, most reports are saying that. But it says in this one that I read, between 40 and 50. Okay, so how much is 6 weeks? 6 weeks, 42 days. So that's the science. Bear witness to what the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us when it says that up until 6 weeks, i.e. 40 days and nights, it is not decided as male or female. But after that time, the angel comes and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will it be male or will it be female? So gender starts checking in after 40 days, 40 nights. So that's science agreeing with what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving to us, okay? After this time, it begins to acquire a specific sexual identity. If the embryo is genetically female, all right, well, I got to say that. Okay. That fertilized egg, i.e. zygote, that's become an embryo, up until 6 weeks, it's not identifiable as male or female, which means that at that point in time, you don't know whether it has received the Y chromosome from the male, because the female is XX, male, XY. Okay, so when those 46 chromosomes come together, leaving only the two to remain, if they match up, if the male contribution is Y, then unbeknown at that time, I don't know, is it a male or female? You don't know. But since the pregnancy has already happened, zygote, and it's already evolving, embryo, but the decision has not been made, quote unquote, it has not been revealed, whether it is a male, meaning what? Did he get the X or did he get the Y? That's basically what it's saying. We don't know that until after this point. That's what's being addressed right here. After that point, the embryo, to find out if the embryo is genetically female, nothing very drastic happens to the basic pattern of the brain. Okay. Pregnancy. First organ to develop, even before the 6 weeks, that is, they get a heartbeat, right? Some point, the heartbeat comes in, so okay, it's alive, heartbeat, right? All right, so you got that. The next thing that happens and grows exponentially is the brain. No matter how small, the point is that's the evolutionary process in the womb, the gestation process, first impregnation, zygote, embryo, the heart, then after the heart, the brain, all right? So the brain is there. And the brain in the embryo is prepared to do what that brain is supposed to do. But what's not known is that the brain of a female or is that the brain of a male? That's not known till after the 6 weeks. When you get to the 6 weeks, that's when you get the next matter. SubhanAllah. Sit down and make it back there. Next. So, in broad terms, if the embryo is genetically female, nothing very drastic happens to the basic pattern of the brain. In broad terms, the natural template of the brain seems to be female. In normal girls, it will develop naturally along female lines. In boys, it is different. Just as male gender depends on the presence of the male hormone, so radical an intervention is needed to change that natural female brain structure into a male pattern. I know I'm saying a lot with less than 5 minutes left right now, but get in the theater of your mind, just think about an embryo. Think about a small human being, an embryo, that has a heart, that has a brain, and now it's about to become female proper or male proper. How does that happen? The brain gets the message from the chromosome, the genes, that say, this one is a boy. Release the hounds. No, release the hormones. Release the hormones. That's the brain. And the androgens, mainly testosterone, begins to be produced by that embryonic brain. Tells the rest of the physiological structure and say, this one is a boy, drop the gonads. Produce the testes. So when they see the sonogram, oh, it's a boy. How you know? That's a joke too. But so watch this. The difference between a male and a female at that process, at that time, is either the release or the inhibition of the male hormones. In the female body, the XX, that female brain will not send a signal, say, drop the gonads. Even though everything that could potentially be one or the other at that time is there. But the suppression of that transformation occurs by the absence of the male hormone. And the point that I'm making here is where it says if the embryo is genetically female, meaning that don't look for any, there won't be any male hormone brain message, right? Nothing very drastic happens to the basic pattern of the brain. In broad terms, the natural template of the brain, I'm adding human, the natural template of the human brain seems to be feminine. That's why we say what we say about the feminine first. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already revealed it. Khalaqakum min nafsun wahidatin. All of you have come from a template that is feminine. All of you. Arrogance on man's part. Think that the male is a bigger deal than the female. That's why we messed up. I'm serious. That's why we're messed up. Because we think we're more than we are. And in that thinking, we think the female doesn't matter. Not only do we think she doesn't matter, we suppress her, we neglect her, we fail her, and we don't grow the womb the way we should grow the womb. Allahu Akbar. But remember this hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The womb will say to God, anybody that cut me off, you cut them off. Really? I know that she was made vulnerable to us. She was made vulnerable and subject to us in the social environment. God said, I did that. Mess with her, you messing with mine. Put it at your own peril. And some of you are old enough to know, you already know about that. Look, this ain't about spanking. My energy comes from, I'm trying to figure out, I don't know, what's so hard about it? Just be honest here. Take charge it off to what? You just don't know. Okay. You know, if you want to change the person in the White House, change the person in your house. Come on. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم ما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله رب العالمين وأكم السلام. يعني بس تبقى في قامة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حير الصلاة حير الصلاة حير الفلاح حير الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استو تديم يحمكم الله وثابكم الله make our roads straight and even leave no space between the straight time divided by roads not straight our hearts won't agree. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لا ينبضان في الحتمى وما أدراك ما الحتمى نار الله الموقدة التي تتعالي على الآفدة إنها عليهم محسدة في أمد ممددة. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. جزاكم الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الحمد لله تقبل الله. الله أكبر. We make one announcement. Wedding anniversary. Alhamdulillah. Takbir. Alhamdulillah. January 16th. MashaAllah. May Allah guide us to the best. Assalamu alaikum.